Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Learn to Read with Phonics: The Magic of the Silent E by Ella Fontaine is an early literacy resource built around one of the most important spelling patterns in beginning reading, the silent E that changes a short vowel sound into a long vowel sound. Positioned as a decodable book for first grade readers and children with dyslexia, it belongs to the structured phonics category rather than to general picture book reading. Its purpose is practical to give learners controlled reading practice with words they can sound out using a specific phonics rule. The book is described as inspired by Orton-Gillingham principles, which means it emphasizes explicit, sequential, and multisensory instruction rather than guessing from context or memorizing whole words. Because the title focuses narrowly on the magic E pattern, its value lies in concentrated reinforcement. It is best understood as a targeted practice tool for parents, teachers, and tutors supporting early decoding, spelling awareness, fluency, and reading confidence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the silent E pattern as a bridge from short vowels to long vowels. The central instructional focus of the book is the silent E pattern, often called magic E in early phonics instruction. This rule helps children understand why a word such as cap changes in sound when an E is added to make cape. The final E is not pronounced, but it signals that the previous vowel should usually be read with its long sound. For beginning readers, this is a major conceptual step because it shows that letters can influence one another across a word, not merely represent sounds one by one in isolation. The book's narrow focus on this pattern is educationally significant. Many early readers first master consonant vowel, consonant words with short vowels, then encounter longer words that appear familiar but behave differently. A text devoted to silent E gives them repeated exposure to this transition. For children with dyslexia, the explicit contrast between short vowel and long vowel forms can be especially useful because it reduces ambiguity and encourages close attention to spelling structure. Secondly, decodable text reduces guessing and strengthens phonics application. The book is positioned as a decodable resource, meaning its reading passages are expected to rely heavily on phonics patterns the learner has already been taught. In this case, the controlled pattern is the silent E. Decodable books differ from leveled readers that may include many words children cannot yet decode, and therefore encourage memorization, picture cues, or contextual guessing. A decodable approach asks the child to apply a known sound spelling rule repeatedly in connected text. This matters because reading fluency develops when decoding becomes increasingly automatic. If a learner sees multiple examples of silent E words in sentences or short passages, the rule moves from an abstract explanation to a usable reading habit. The format also supports error correction. When a child misreads a word, the adult can point back to the final E and guide the learner to reconsider the vowel sound. The strength of this design is not breadth, but precision. It creates a focused environment where one phonics concept can be practiced without excessive distraction. Thirdly, Orton-Gillingham-inspired structure supports explicit and multisensory learning. The book is described as inspired by Orton-Gillingham, a structured literacy approach widely associated with dyslexia instruction, while the book itself should not be treated as a full intervention program. This influence suggests an emphasis on direct teaching, logical sequencing, repetition, and multisensory engagement. In practical terms, a parent or tutor using the book might have the child see the word, say the sounds, trace, or write the spelling pattern, and read the word in context. These combined channels can help reinforce the link between visual symbols, spoken sounds, and motor memory. This matters for learners who do not absorb phonics patterns incidentally. The silent E rule can be confusing if it is only mentioned verbally, because the E is visible but not spoken. A multisensory approach gives the child several ways to notice its function. The value of the Orton-Gillingham influence is therefore methodological. It frames reading as a skill built through explicit, cumulative practice rather than exposure alone. Fourthly, the book addresses both first grade instruction and dyslexia support. The title identifies two overlapping audiences, first grade readers and children with dyslexia. These groups are not identical, but they often need similar forms of early instruction when learning vowel patterns. First grade is a common stage for moving from simple short vowel words to more complex spelling patterns, including silent E. Children with dyslexia may require the same content taught with more repetition, clearer modeling, and fewer assumptions about implicit learning. By combining these audiences, the book occupies a practical middle ground. It can be used for typical early readers who are ready for long vowels, while also serving struggling readers who need a more structured path. The dyslexia relevance comes from the controlled and explicit nature of the material, not from any promise of a complete remediation system. The book's usefulness depends on matching it to the learner's readiness. A child should generally have some familiarity with consonant sounds, short vowels, blending, and simple CVC words before silent E practice becomes meaningful. Lastly, adult guidance is essential for turning practice into instruction. Although the book provides decodable practice, it is best used with active support from an adult. The silent E concept often requires explanation before independent reading can be successful. A teacher, parent, or tutor can introduce the contrast between short vowel and long vowel words, model how to notice the final E, and prompt the child to reread when the vowel sound does not fit the spelling. This guidance prevents the book from becoming a simple word-calling exercise. It also allows adults to add oral blending, spelling, dictation, or tracing activities that align with structured literacy methods. The limitation is that a focused decodable book cannot replace a full phonic sequence. It addresses one important pattern, but learners also need instruction in short vowels, consonant digraphs, vowel teams, R-controlled vowels, syllable types, and irregular words. Its strongest role is therefore as a targeted supplement within a broader reading plan. Used at the right moment, it can consolidate a specific skill that often marks progress from basic decoding to more flexible word recognition. In conclusion, learn to read with phonics. The magic of the silent E is most suitable for parents, classroom teachers, reading tutors, homeschool educators, and interventionists who need focused material for teaching the silent E pattern. It will be especially relevant for first grade readers who have already begun decoding short vowel words and are ready to understand how final E changes vowel pronunciation. It may also help children with dyslexia when used as part of explicit, systematic instruction rather than as an isolated workbook or casual reader. The practical benefit is concentrated practice learners can repeatedly apply one rule in a controlled context, which supports accuracy, fluency, and spelling awareness. The intellectual benefit is that children begin to see English spelling as patterned rather than random, compared with broader phonics books. This title stands out because it narrows attention to a single high-impact vowel pattern and frames that practice through decodable reading and Orton-Gillingham-inspired principles. It is not a complete reading curriculum, and it should be paired with adult modeling and cumulative phonics instruction. Its value lies in precision, accessibility, and usefulness at a specific instructional stage. For learners struggling to move from CVC words to long vowel words, that focused design can make it a practical addition to early reading support. If you would like to support Ella Fontaine, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.